Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's right, opening Sunday of the NFL season. Let's get the gambler's perspective, the lines, how they're looking. Katie Richcreek joins us now. Action Network. Hey, Katie, Mark Melusis, David Deal. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it, Katie. Let's start locally here with the Jets, first and foremost, on the road. The line right now, I believe, is 6.5. The Jets are getting on the road in Buffalo. Wind could be a factor up there in Orchard Park. What do you make of this line?
Yep. The Bills are currently favored by 6.5 points. Winds are expected to be above double digits. You know, the under, this over-under is at 39.5 points, which is the lowest total of week one. But unders have hit at a 56% rate in games with double-digit wins since 2003, according to one of our systems. So a lot of our experts are on the under. I like it down to 37.5 points. In addition, I think the Jets are still overrated, just based on their 6-2 finish last season. So we're also behind them on the spread as well.
And then let's talk about the other game in town, Monday Night Football. Steelers coming in to play the New York Giants. We know what type of defense the Steelers are coming in with, the top takeaways in 2019 and the top sack effort by their group up front. And they get the addition of Ben Roethlisberger back. I'd love to hear your opinion on this line.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge boost for the Steelers. Obviously, they're currently favored by 5.5 points for that Monday night matchup. As for the Giants, you know, one of the biggest themes heading into this season is just the lack of continuity for teams who are bringing in new head coaches, such as the Giants, new schemes, dealing with turnover at positions and not having the preseason to work those kinks out and the limited offseason program. So, I like the under in this game for a very similar reason. I think that, like we saw on Thursday night with the Chiefs and the Texans, who are generally explosive offenses, it's going to take offenses generally some time to shake that rust off. And I think that's going to be especially true for both the Giants and the Steelers, even though the Steelers, of course, will get that boost from Big Ben. I think it'll just take a little bit of time for everybody to get off the ground.
So, Katie, your position on that game would be the under. Do you like anything between the Steelers and the Giants in the early game Monday night at all? Laying the 6, would you do that, or would you take the Giants plus the points?
Yeah, you know, I think I would lay the points. One of the biggest issues with the Giants this season is going to be, they lost Nate Solder. He was one of the biggest opt-outs of this season. They're replacing him, or are expected to replace him, with rookie Andrew Thomas, who is expected to protect Daniel Jones' blindside, again, as a rookie without any preseason experience. The Giants also have a ton of turnover on defense. They're breaking in 5 new starters, so unfortunately, I'm going to have to fade the Giants as well.
Also, one of the games that I think I had the toughest time picking this weekend is the Seattle Seahawks at Atlanta Falcons. Maybe I'm crazy, but I don't think the Falcons are as bad as a team as people are talking about. And when I think about the Seattle Seahawks opening week, I think about them just barely squeaking by last year at home up against the Bengals and losing their openers in 17 and 18.
Yeah, you know, the public is on Seattle. We've seen this line move from a pick'em to them being favored as high as 1.5 points right now. Obviously, this opening of season with this travel is not going to be great. And I do agree that the Falcons, the discussion around the Falcons offense is probably overrated. I do think that they're going to have better luck this year. The Seahawks were incredibly lucky in one-score games, especially last season. I believe they went 6-1 in that spot, which is which is a spot that you would expect teams to regress in the next season. So I don't have a strong position on this game. It's honestly a toss-up, as evidenced by the line. So, you know, I don't think wanting to fade Seattle on the road in week one is a terrible idea.
All right, Katie, how about then we're talking to Melusis and deal with you, Football Sunday, opening Sunday of the NFL season, chatting with Katie Richcreek, Action Network. All right, Katie, let's head to Detroit. Lions and Bears, Chicago, a 2.5-point road dog in Detroit. A lot of people like the Lions this year in that NFC North. What says you in terms of this matchup with Mitch Trubisky at quarterback for Chicago?
Yeah, you know, the Lions are one of the trendiest Super Bowl long shots of the season. A lot of our guys early in the offseason really liked them in multiple futures markets. But I do think that this is an area where, one of the few areas at least, where Mitch Trubisky is being underrated. A lot of our guys like the Bears to cover. So I'm on board with that train as well.
You want an AFC North matchup? Don't wait too long, because we've got a great one with the Browns going up to Baltimore to face Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. How do you think Baker Mayfield and this new led offense under Kevin Stefanski can handle this trip on the road?
Yeah, you know, I think going back to that theme of continuity, I think Kevin Stefanski will unlock a lot more in Baker Mayfield this season than we saw, obviously, last season. But I do think it'll take a little bit of time for that to start clicking. So 7.5 points for the Ravens, I think, is a totally reasonable line. Unfortunately, I think it's going to take the Browns some time to get going. So I'm laying the points with Baltimore.
All right. How about Colts and Jaguars, Katie? The Indianapolis Colts, a heavy 8-point favorite in this one, down in Jacksonville, take on the Jaguars. A couple issues along their offensive line, although they seem to have been rectified over the past 24, 36 hours. Colts team now with Rivers at quarterback, Jonathan Taylor, one of their talented running backs who they draft out of Wisconsin. And I'm on board with Indianapolis this year. I think they're going to have a good regular season. I think they get it going this afternoon down in Jacksonville. Do you think they roll up the Jaguars?
Yeah, I definitely think they're going to win the game. That being said, this line moved quite a bit after, obviously, the Jaguars released Leonard Fournette. Honestly, probably too much. So 8 points, that's a lot to be favored by, especially in week one with so much uncertainty just heading into the season generally. So I'm actually backing Jacksonville +8 here.
You know, I think it's been a very long time that can sit here and say that I've been excited to watch a Cincinnati Bengals game. So with that said, the LA Chargers going to Cincinnati, obviously we're talking about a team that had the worst record in the NFL last year, but they have Joe Burrow coming into the starting position. You know, I would just love to hear what your position is on this line.
Yeah, actually, I'm with you. I'm very excited to see Joe Burrow in action for Cincinnati. I think if we would have seen him in preseason action, this line, instead of being at +3 Bengals, it would be down to as low as 1.5. So I'm actually going to take the points. I'm going to buy the Bengals in this debut for Burrow. I think that they are being slightly underrated.
All right, Katie, let's run around. We ran around the league a little bit here. What are your biggest plays of the day? Give us your three best plays, what you like when you look at this opening Sunday and the NFL slate.
Sure, yeah. Like I mentioned, that Jets-Bills under 39.5 points is going to be huge. I see a lot of value there. I think that the Bills are going to jump out to an early lead with Josh Allen, hopefully clicking with Stephon Diggs, and eventually they're going to just flip to a run-heavy game script. Which I think is also what the Jets are going to do. So I like the under there. Like I mentioned again, has hit at a 56% rate with double-digit wins since 2003. So some good trends working in our favor. I also really like the Panthers +3 against the Raiders. You know, Carolina is at home. Of course, they have probably the most turnover in the league with the new starting quarterback, head coach, offensive coordinator, et cetera. But Las Vegas is traveling west to east. It's a classic letdown spot. The Raiders traditionally have been bad on the road in the Gruden era, and Teddy Bridgewater, who will be under center for Carolina, is 17-3 against the spread as an underdog. So I am buying Carolina. I also really like the under in that game. Actually, I think similar to Jets Bills, the Panthers and Raiders will both lean heavily on their running backs. So I like the under at 45.5 points. I'll give you one more pick for Vikings Packers. You know, the public is all over Green Bay. The majority of tickets and money are coming in on the Packers, but they outperformed their expectations last season. They went 6-1 in one score games. So very similar to Seattle, we're very lucky and we should expect regression there. The line is currently at Minnesota -2.5, and that's just enough for me to take a bite.
Final one, Katie, would be this. Player props. Anything you love when you're looking at the slate today? A lot of players love to get into player props over under yardage, whether it be quarterbacks, touchdowns, receivers, running backs, and the like. Anything you're looking at today's slate that you like player prop-wise?
Yeah. Again, I'm honing in on that Panthers-Raiders matchup. I think that, you know, it's awesome that Las Vegas brought in some talented rookie wide receivers for Derek Carr with drafting Henry Ruggs and Bryan Edwards. But without the ability to establish any chemistry in the preseason, I am taking the under on Carr's passing yards. That line is at 271.5 right now. You know, I think that the Raiders are going to be able to run on the Panthers. The Panthers had the worst run defense in Football Outsiders DVOA metric last season. So I think they're going to lean heavily on Josh Jacobs, which is why I correlated that Carr under with Jacobs over 77.5 rushing yards. And if anyone's looking for a long shot, our director of predictive analytics, Sean Corner, really likes Bills running back Zach Moss to score the first touchdown in that game today. That's currently listed at 14-1 odds.
Oh, there you go. Wow. That's good odds right there. Katie, yeah. Do you play knockout pools, Katie? Anything? I mean, I think a lot of people are going with Indianapolis this afternoon on the road in Jacksonville. I think it would be a tsunami if the Jaguars won that one and knocked off the Colts, and the Colts are an 8-point favorite. Anything else you like in terms of knockout pools?
That's immediately jumping out to me.
No, that's all right. There you go. All right. So you're all over Indy. Hey, Katie, best of luck today in the opening Sunday of the NFL season, and we'll chat again soon, all right?
Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you.
You got it. Katie Rich-Creek.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.